is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Back in to the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. DJ Barden is my name, and we're wading through the spoof science of global warming and the spoof science of medicine and food and all the propaganda therein. And it never stops. It absolutely never stops. But one of the articles here, I won't go into it too deeply. More than half of adults now on prescription drugs, largely for conditions that can be avoided with simple lifestyle changes. And I'll just read this article briefly. We're talking about the NHS in Britain. And who's writing this article? Lance D. Johnson. I know him. He's okay. A record number of pharmaceutical drugs were prescribed this past year in England. The United Kingdom National Health System, NHS, service uncovered an alarming 1.1 million prescriptions for conditions that they can mostly be avoided with better lifestyle choices. Prescription drug use has become... I can hear background noise, somebody speaking there. Prescription drug use has become a new societal norm, with mental health declining for numerous people, even in an era of abounding convenience, choice, communication, networking and travel opportunities. All the opportunities of the digital age and the interconnected world cannot appease minds that are so eager to accept depression diagnosis as a steady stream of pills. In the past decade, prescription drug use has skyrocketed at least 50%, and this doesn't even include nicotine patches and contraceptive use. Healthcare systems are taking advantage of people, giving them false assurances through pharmaceuticals while over-medicating people's problems and never addressing the real issues. I'm actually hearing my own background voice slightly in the background, but anyway. The NHS Health Survey found that 10% of people are now on antidepressants. 1 in 7 people are taking statin drugs. 1 in 7 also take pills that promise to lower blood pressure. Well, they are really dangerous. Well, Bill Deagle has been putting out a red light warning about blood pressure pills. They are horrendously dangerous. Although more than half of adults are on some kind of prescription drug, 10% reported taking 6 or more different prescription drugs in a given week. The survey, which included more than, this is the UK now, more than 8,000 adults, uncovered a skyrocketing level of alcohol consumption, inactivity, and poor eating habits. The healthcare leaders say most of the prescriptions are unnecessary, calling the findings a wake-up call for people to address unhealthy lifestyles, dietary choices, and high-pressure routines. More frequent exercise routine could immediately address bad cholesterol levels, high blood pressure, and countless causes of depression. Yeah, diet and exercise being the key every time. Yeah, a third of those surveyed are not getting enough exercise to meet minimum requirements for a healthy body. This speaker here included 15 hours a day on a computer. 34% of men and 42% of women failed to reach the NHS recommended exercise guidelines of 150 minutes per week. Well, that's not too much to ask of people, about 15 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day. Additionally, a quarter of all adults admit they watch at least 4 hours of television on any given weekday. A shocking 30% confess to drinking more than 7 pints of alcohol beverage during any given week. Well, booze consumption in America, in Britain, is shocking. A healthy, fulfilling life is becoming a rare phenomenon. The statistics for mental health conditions went up from 15% in 2012 to 19% currently in 2017. Well, that is very noticeable. The amount of people I know who are suffering from depression is shocking. Professor Dame Carrie McEwen, Chair of the Academic and Medical Royal Colleges, said, on the face of it, these figures are really concerning. We have no way of knowing if these medicines are really necessary, but we do know less is often more when it comes to certain drugs. Well, what the hell are they telling these GPs to just knock it off prescribing stuff like sweets to people and in the grip and working effectively for the pharmaceutical industry? Lifestyle changes such as taking up exercise can be just as effective as treating some illnesses such as mild depression. However, clinical diagnosis, medical research and clinical guidelines all seek out the quickest way to turn people into patients as the increasing stream of prescription drug fails to address the real issue. Patients are burdened with even more compounding health issues and chronic dependence on the false assurance of the pharmaceutical intervention. Whether lazy or ignorant, more people are no longer addressing their physical and mental health in a realistic, holistic way. But that is quite the bleeding obvious, as they say. But anyway, getting back to the other shocking problem in society, liberals go insane over net neutrality repeal. They now claim it's somehow to an attack on gay or lesbians. Jason Bailey writing this article. And this stuff has been pushed out as LGBT. On this, he's saying in this article here, on December 14th, the Federal Communications Commission voted 3-2 along party lines to do away, this is the political hacks on the board of the the FCC, I presume, voted 3-2 along party lines to do away with the so-called net neutrality rules that were first implemented back in 2015 by the Obama administration. This was seen as a rather significant victory for conservatives and free speech advocates alike, who are deeply troubled by the idea that the federal government playing more of a role in a otherwise free open internet. Under the Obama era regulations, internet services providers like AT&T, Verizon, and Comcast were not permitted to block slow access to charge more money for faster internet speeds above a certain threshold. Now that these rules have been repealed, however, the internet is once again a free and open network for corporations and individual users alike. Although not with the activities of Google and Facebook and YouTube censoring anybody who is not liberal lefty. I mean, it's a contradictory article. Not everyone is happy about the change. However, in fact, a surprising twist. The Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, GLAAD is our name, as an organization, has come out against the repeal of net neutrality, arguing that the move is a direct attack on the homosexual community, as GLAAD President and CEO Sarah Kate Ellis stated, stripping away net neutrality is the latest attempt by the Trump administration to silence voices of already marginalized communities and render us invisible. Well, these people have mental health problems as well. The internet is a lifeline for LGBT. Well, it's a lifeline for anybody in the modern age. If you to build the community support networks and access LGBTQ, resources on history, suicide prevention and health. How depressing is that? Allowing broadband providers to regulate access is a direct and unconscionable attack on freedom of expression. These people want to live by legislation, total legislative tyranny. That's what they want. Of course, all of these concerns that GLAAD has over the repeal of net neutrality are primarily rooted in emotion and not in fact. You'll notice that Ellis never stated which broadband provider had targeted the LGBT community and intentionally regulated access to internet content. I would say, I think they would not bother their head doing that. They're too busy trying to make money. Instead, her argument was framed as this could happen, so we could all be content. Okay. Anyway, the liberal lefties are out there under hundreds of organizational names, and they get time on TV to be interviewed, which is another abuse of the airways. But And the other listener, I never thought about reading this. Remember, we used to read about the people burning books in the Nazi era. And this is it. Jason Vailey writing this article, the deranged left goes after language, demanding that universities burn, literally burn all books containing any of these snowflake trigger words. This is actually happening. Oh, my God. The millennial snowflakes among us are really starting to become frustrated when people call them snowflakes. Yeah, I have to use that term around here. It upsets them around. At some university within the UK, the United States and elsewhere, students are creating lists of trigger words, also known as words that they feel are hateful or even remotely offensive, and demanding that they be removed from books in universities and libraries. This is shocking. Imagine young people thinking like this. According to Conservatives politician Joe Johnson, there are too many worry incidents of students groups attempting to stifle those who do not agree. Well, this guy Joe Johnson has spoken out for freedom of speech in universities. He's a junior minister in the government. Johnson also warned that institutions have responsibility to become more involved to ensure that all the points of view are available to be spoken and heard, regardless of how controversial they may be. And he said, related here, he said, here's why precious snowflakes will eliminate themselves from the human gene pool. I don't know where they're going to go. During the recent interview on a BBC Radio 4 Today program, that's the main flagship news program on BBC, it's quite a radio, it's quite good, every morning with John Humphreys and a team of people from about 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., Johnson said that some students are even beginning to create lists of trigger words that are demanding, and are demanding that any books that contain these so-called offensive, now I'm waiting for him to give the list here, but I'll probably come to it in a minute, will have the power to punish universities that don't take necessary steps to defend the freedom of speech. Universities that give in to students' demands and take action against trigger words could be fined or even deregistered. This is the government quite rightly saying this, thus rendering them effectively inoperable. Truthfully, these are exactly the kind of free speech protectionists that they need to be instituted in the United States. Meaning the government not allowing this censoring to go on. That's what they're saying, really, in so many words here. Considering the fact that the First Amendment is constantly under attack by social justice warriors and progressive left, it's a shame, really, because our country already has protections put in place for the freedom of speech in the form of a document called the United States Constitution. But because the Constitution gets about as much attention today as a rock on the side of the road, perhaps it's time to create our own office for students in order to defend the freedom of expression from millennial snowflakes on college campuses across the country. And he's talking about a related article in Millennial Snowflakes Can Now Claim That Calling Them Snowflakes Damages Their Mental Health. Well, they're pretty damaged already. And it's their own social media that's done it to them, and political correctness, which has been thrust upon them. Back in 2015, the College Fix, that's in brackets, it must be a magazine, reported that professors and faculty members at the University of California, oh, here we go, have been instructed not to say certain phrases like America is the land of opportunity. Imagine this. You're not allowed to say America is the land of opportunity. There's only one race, the human race. And I believe that most qualified persons should get the job, among other things that were included in the long list of so-called, I don't know who they're quoting here, but the College Fix here. These microaggressions were presented to educators during a series of faculty leader training sessions that were held throughout 2014 and 2015 school year at 9 out of 10 University of California campuses. The sessions were meant to give educators tips on how they can avoid offending students as well as how to create more diversity. That word, that's like sustainability being abused, during the hiring process. Deans and department chairs across the UC system were instructed to avoid using certain phrases like America is a land of opportunity, and even simple pronouns like male or female. Well, there's no power to speak anymore, if you were to believe this stuff. Finally, the last paragraph of this article. Other phrases that are unacceptable include, everyone in this society can succeed if they work hard enough. Where are you from? Where were you born? Affirmative action is racist. Oh, my God. And when I look at you, I don't see color. Obviously, this whole push by millennials and the educators who sympathize with them to ban words that may come across as microaggressions or offensive has gone too far. It has reached a point where the snowflakes among us are so sensitive that virtually everything hurts their feelings, and the fact that the rest of the country has to walk on eggshells and curb their own speech. Well, it's the other thing, the other thing, parallel to that is, and embedded in this too, is this thing of attacking so-called white privilege. And that is going racing around the universities as well. In the similar vein, Vicky Vance is writing this article, 2017 was a year of unprecedented assaults on your freedom. It sure was. You can hear music there for some reason. She's saying here, in the year 2017 has shown us anything, it's that many of the basic freedoms are slowly being infringed upon, whether it be overzealous governments cracking down on crime, gardening on your own property, or a liberal war of free speech. It's crystal clear that freedom and liberty have been under attack at every turn. That does contradict the article I read earlier about Mike Adams saying Britain, America is the most free, is the freest country in the world. I think we have to modify that. There's no doubt that it's under attack, of course. There's no doubt that untold numbers of people have been impacted by, we've got two pages stuck together here, assaults on their freedom. Here are some of the top stories that show just how the desecration of autonomy has gone. Mom jailed for not vaccinating, we dealt this before, for not vaccinating her own child. Florida court makes it illegal to grow food in your own backyard. Raw milk seller goes on trial in Canada. Health coach threatened with jail time. And CBD, cannabis, and kratom still illegal in some states. And freedom of speech under fire at every very level. And under these headings, we'll really go back onto the same stuff again. But that is, again, non-stop. We'll come up to the Bundys and this crucial day tomorrow, Monday the 8th. Sunday. Monday the 8th of January. Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy vindicated after a federal judge declares mistrial in case involving widespread freedom. He's out on release, but not fully free. He's restricted to several areas. But really what that judge did, she put the thing in a holding pattern. They're not out of the woods yet. They're really in a very menacing situation. And they're totally, totally innocent people. And the article here is saying, Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy, that's the father, has long claimed he was wronged by the Obama administration. What's been proven in the court case, he did not owe $1 million for grazing fees. His maximum liability was $8,000. And again, there was a plan to wipe them out and kill them by the federal government using the BLM and other people. That's now come out. Just to repeat the phrase again, Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy has long claimed he was wronged by the Obama administration over overtly aggressive prosecution of him and his family. Okay, we're coming up to the first break of the second hour, and we should be back in about 3 or 4 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Coming back in to the first break of the second hour. This is the Barton Report, and we've been wading through articles here regarding government, again, encroachment on every aspect of life through government agencies. And I just come to this article here about the Bundy situation, which is absolutely critical decision day tomorrow. They've been tried twice, and they acquitted once and collapsed trial number two. And Cliven Bundy is still refusing to leave prison because he said he wants to walk out a completely free man without any conditions. And he's a very brave man. That's the father. He's in his mid-70s. There's a photograph here of Ammon Bundy with Lavoie Finnegan, who has been murdered by the FBI and the people who ambushed their vehicles at Malheur. And they're saying here that Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy has long claimed he was wronged by the Obama administration overtly aggressive prosecution of him and his family in 2014 over his refusal to pay bogus grazing fees. What's been proven in the trial just brought to a halt recently, which is in a holding position, that he did not owe $1 million. His maximum liability was $8,000. And the government hitman, intimidating organization called the BLM, have hunted 50 ranchers. There's only one ranching family, the Bundys, left in Clark County, Nevada, now because of the activities of the BLM. And the other stinking scandal is that the uranium under the ground there in Nevada and the BLM are involved and the politicians are involved. Hillary Clinton did a deal to sell it, 20% of it, to the Russians. I mean, these are the scum who are saying that Trump was in contact with the Russians illegally. This despicable lowlife Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation has to be one of the biggest criminals since the American Mafia was set up and really got on its feet at Prohibition. But all the evidence is there and nothing is happening. And then Trump was so stupid to appoint Jeff Sessions, who is doing precisely nothing currently about this situation. He's basically one of them. And it says here, as reported by the Daily Caller, court documents unsealed last week provided details about how a team of prosecutors assigned to convict Bundy's and his son Ammon and Ryan, along with family friend Ryan Payne, following an armed standoff near the Nevada ranch, failed to hand over exculpatory evidence to the federal court. They're rigging the evidence, the prosecution. As such, their case ended in mistrial December 20th after a U.S. judge, District Judge Gloria Navarro, and you should see the way she's conducted that trial, it's an absolute living disgrace, ruled that the prosecutors violated the defendant's civil rights after withholding evidence that would have supported their case. Now Navarro, the judge, is considering tossing the case out altogether with prejudice, a ruling which would make, well, there's without prejudice and with prejudice. It was thrown out with prejudice, a ruling which would block prosecutors from retrying the case. A decision is expected on January 8th, as we've been saying. This is the New York Times reporting this. We were putting out disinformation about the Bundys for 2-3 years. Two earlier trials against other defendants ended in hung juries, the Times noted further. Among the exculpatory evidence, the prosecution failed to turn over what was a video taken from within the Bundy ranch during the standoff by a federal informant. Evidence that the FBI had agents involved in the standoff. Well, 50% of the people there were actually FBI agents. And a threat assessment of the Bundys that the government drafted. There were approximately 3,000 pages that were provided to us only after we started trial. Brett D. Whipple, one of the Clive and Bundy's lawyers, told the Times, "I personally have never seen anything like this, especially in a case of such importance. We have told everyone all along the truth will set us free," said Angie Bundy, the wife of Ryan Bundy. "It was the lies we were worried about." Other evidence withheld from the court was an assessment by government officials that the Bundys were not violent people. She cited all of that. Angie Bundy said of Navarro, "At this point, I don't know what kind of case they have against us." The Oregonian, that's a newspaper who never properly reported this case, reported that attorneys for Ryan Bundy requested that in July 5th email that prosecutors turn over all three assessments prepared before the 2014 standoff. But prosecutors characterized the defendant's frequent push for the assessments as one of the long list of frivolous and vexatious pleadings, which is ridiculous. As such, prosecutors withheld these assessments until the defendants were actually in court and in the midst of their trial. The existence of the assessments was confirmed by a government witness under cross-examination. Failure to hand over the assessments was just one example of the prosecution team's callous disregard for its constitutional obligations to share with the defense any potentially favorable evidence, according to Ryan Payne's lawyers, the Oregonian reported. For more than 20 years, Clive and Bundy has grazed his cattle on federal land in Nevada, but refused to pay grazing fees, insisting he was not obliged to do so because he had heirs and water rights on the land and it was a state matter, not a federal matter. But anyway, we're coming up to this, the next break, and we should be back in a few minutes, okay?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Coming back in there with Acapulco, Moon River, very good. And I just completed a piece there about Ammon Bundy and the Bundy situation. Tomorrow, Monday the 8th, is a crucial day in their lives, and I think for the entire Patriot movement, because Trump and this appalling mistake he made of appointing Sessions, I mean, it's absolutely disgraceful. But this article here is taking Trump apart. It says it's written by Derek Burrows, who writes good stuff for Activist Post. And they're saying, when will Trump supporters in the freedom movement realize they were duped? And here's a photograph of Hillary Clinton and Henry Kissinger and Trump. Anyway, he's saying, what will it take for Trump supporters to admit they were duped like Obama supporters before them? One of the most surprising and disappointing effects of the Trump presidency has been the shift of certain independent and alternative media outlets from truth seekers to establishment supporters. We've seen several once great outlets become part of the divide and conquer, put forth by the powers that wish they were. It's been 1 year of the Trump administration, and I think it's quite clear that any perceived benefits are vastly outweighed by the negative actions of the administration. I would agree. Some independent outlets saw that Trump was a deceiver from the get-go, but others somehow feel prey to the deception. Fell prey to the deception. Some have since abandoned the Trump train, picked themselves up and dusted themselves off, and rejoined the fight for liberty. Now, of course, there are diehards who will inevitably stick with Trump through his entire presidential career, no matter what policy he takes, even when in contradiction with not only his own words, but with the principles previously espoused by these diehard followers. Just with Obama and the Bush-Clinton team before them, some of the supporters have such a level of cognitive dissonance that they are literally incapable of having a rational discussion without a flood of emotion and panic, which shuts down all reasonable thinking. But just looking at Trump talking today, about an hour ago there, he was saying, giving out about Bannon. He said Bannon was never in the Oval Office. Bannon was sitting around Trump for the first 3 months at meetings in the Oval Office with Pence and the rest of them. I mean, the man is mentally ill, because he just doesn't reference back to reality. And he finishes up these conversations about world affairs with childlike comments. Shocking. Going on here, they're saying just as with Obama, Bush, Clinton, as I said before them, some of the supporters have such a level of cognitive dissonance that they are literally incapable of having a reasonable discussion. However, if you were a Trump supporter, you're still reading this, and you're still reading this. I'd like to offer four pieces of evidence showing where Trump has displayed authoritarian behavior. Let me preface this by stating that attempts at defending Trump by claiming he was the only carrying out what Obama did, or it's not his fault, etc., will be dismissed outright. However, if you have some substantial illegitimate reason you can put forth for supporting him, I will consider it. This guy, Derek Brose, is asking this question in his article. I won't support him by any means, but he needs some serious help. But perhaps I have some to have a more full understanding of my fellow human beings. So here you go. The border is still turning into a surveillance police state. Under the guise of border security and fighting illegal immigration, the Trump administration has granted the Customs and Border Patrol and the Immigration and Customs Enforcement wide-ranging powers which would violate constitutionally guaranteed protections and rights that all people should have. The expansion is not about catching illegal immigrants, but establishing a biometric wall with facial and retinal scanning for all people leaving and entering the United States, armed surveillance towers, automatic license plate readers, and other forms of surveillance. The Trump administration is already facing lawsuits over their use of secretive handheld devices which gather biometric data from the immigrants. In addition, the authorities have already been stealing people's photos and laptops. This is not only going to increase under the rest of Trump's presidency, and it will expand further and further into the mainland United States. Activist Post has previously reported on efforts to monitor social media and establish the threat assessment in brackets for all visa applicants. I should give out the phone number here. The phone in number here today is 800, as it always is, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And there's a subheading here, best cryptocurrency. Oh, that's just an ad. The Trump administration supports the deep state. Well, those people who say he is a prisoner of the deep state, under house arrest, basically. For all that they're raving about Trump draining the swamp and removing the deep state, elements from the CIA, FBI, and federal government at large, the Trump administration is actually fighting to save these elements. And for once, Trump has never was never an anti-establishment candidate. That's the same BS the media sells every four years. Second, Trump is fighting to save the secretive Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, FISA courts, and controversial Section 702. According to the Electronic Frontier Foundation over there, Section 702 FISA allows the NSA to collect emails, browser history, and chat logs of Americans. Section 702 of the FISA Act also allows other agencies like the FBI to search through that data without a warrant. Those searches are called backdoor searches. Check this article, in reference to a specific article, for full details, but suffice to say, the FISA court is a glaring example of the deep state, a secret court run by secret judges who interpret the law behind closed doors and who refuse to publicly release their findings or their interpretation. That's like the family courts in Britain. The court is only one of many tools at the hands of the deep state, and the Trump administration is doing its best to allow the program to continue. Detaining an American citizen without trial for over 3 months, our lawyer for 3 months. For the last 3 months, the Trump administration has been holding an American citizen who is suspected of fighting with ISIS in a secret prison in Iraq. Now, I know many Trump supporters will have no sympathy for this man, but that's my point. He is an American citizen, and he has only been accused of fighting with ISIS, not charged because there is a lack of evidence. Well, considering ISIS was set up by the United States and Assad in Israel, it's shocking. Despite the Trump administration's best efforts, a federal judge recently ruled that this man must be given access to a lawyer. If we let them do this to this man, it is only a matter of time before it spreads to another American in different situations that might even be less black and white. Excuse me. if we truly value liberty for all people, we must be consistent in standing up for the rights of all people, or you are just simply a hypocrite. The Trump administration is continuing an expanding drone kill list set up by Obama, of course. This is an area where Trump is actually extending a secret program started by Obama's administration, specifically the secret kill list and rules which allow for the assassination of American citizens. It may sound like fantasy or fake news, but the Obama administration created a secret list of potential targets, including American citizens. Well, at the Bundy standoff at Malheur, there was a plan there to run a massacre. That has come out this week as well by the federal government. Recent reports allude to the fact that the Trump administration is loosening the already flimsy protection established by the Obama administration. These protections were reportedly put in place to minimizing injury and death of civilians, not to mention that Trump has increased the amount of airstrikes in his first year, leading to more civilian deaths than during the Obama administration. I am no fan of Obama, but Trump is definitely the new drone king. If you made it this far, he say in reading this article, please ask yourself what differences this man from this man. What differentiates this man from the last warmonger? Surveillance police state, war, loss of civil liberties, divisive rhetoric, friends of the Goldman Sachs and other banksters, and a defender of the deep state. Absolutely. Some of his appointments are absolutely obscene. Is this the Trump you voted for? It's time for the free hearts and critically thinking minds of the world to reject this independent and alternative media who continue to support Trump administration. Remember, well, James Kelso runs this cheerleading flunkies program on RBN for him as well. And I must contact James Kelso and tackle him over the fact that when the Bundys were released from prison, he did not even mention the word Bundy in his program. So I'll be asking about that this week. So we must continue to seek the truth, accountability while remaining consistent, blah, blah, blah. Okay. But anyway, that is a worthwhile criticism of Trump, and everybody's supporter should ask themselves where they stand on that. But another article just about the mainstream media. Remember, even the mainstream media admits false flags are real. I read an article about a year ago, which was written by a key Michael Watson, I think, in the Associated Press, admitting that they were absolute media whores. Their own words they used, that they can craft a story for the agency or the TV station they're selling it to. In fact, they'll ring the political parties up in advance and say, which way do they want the story? That's Associated Press. And it's one of the most vile press agencies in the world. But total crap and misinformation. But this article written by Lance Johnson for Activist Post, for Natural News, even the mainstream media admits false flags are real. And we'll go through here and see if it's making sense. Intelligence agencies, government officials, and even members of the mainstream media talk openly about the use of false flags to deceive others. Skepticism towards false flags grew after the introduction of the war on terror, an obvious psychological manipulation tactic created by a U.S. intelligence agency at the turn of the century to instill perpetual fear into the general public. Oh, yeah. This flamboyant term, war on terror, which George Bush first used after standing on the ruins of 9/11, Twin Towers, that's the first time we heard it. War on terror has no concrete basis in reality and is readily associated with deceptive false flags. This sudden war on terror is the reason why so many critical thinkers question the official story of 9/11. Was this attack known or even planned out before the U.S. intelligence agencies? Did the U.S. government allow this attack to occur or perhaps set a certain group up to appear as the enemy? Could 9/11 be considered a false flag event? False flags are used to make an attack appear as if it was carried out by a certain group, like the Oklahoma bombing was a dry run for that. And that's Mr. Trey Gowdy, who's a great orator and rhetoric, doesn't even know what happened in Oklahoma. Another cluck. This has always been a tactic to motivate one group to fight the other as the means to gain public support for a war on political action or political subversion. Motivated by the fear of terrorist attacks and threat of foreign enemies who hate America, the public can be readily controlled by new laws like the Patriot Act, which is a contradiction and an insult in terms, Patriot Act 1 and 2, which they already had written and ready to go into law before the towers came down. Isn't that amazing? Unconstitutional surveillance tactics used by the NSA and breaches of the Privacy Act. The term war on terror also gave the U.S. government carte blanche power to fight an unnamed enemy across the multiple countries without constitutional approval. Oh, yeah. Creation of the military-industrial complex. Throughout the war on terror, Congress was under no obligation to declare war. The manipulative term gave the U.S. government and all its intelligence agencies an open door for perpetual war against an invisible enemy and its own people, obviously. And any and every ensuing act of violence against the U.S. citizen could be used to justify the never-ending war on terror. Sure. Today, it was like the communist threat was hyped up during the Cold War. Today, any trigger event of violence, any tragic event of violence can be advertised on the mainstream media as a means to instill fear into people, to stir their emotions into giving up their own freedoms. No tragedy goes to waste in today's media. Whenever there is an attack, people want to know they are still safe. More warrantless searches and spying on innocent Americans seems necessary to prevent terror. Inappropriate body searches and shakedowns seem necessary when there is always a lingering threat. Likewise, whenever there is a mass shooting, there are demands for gun confiscation, as gullible minds seek the illusion of safety while demanding restrictions on their own personal rights. Like declaring you're a gun-free zone, you're inviting criminals in to shoot you, obviously. Former U.S. President James Madison understood how false flags and fear tactics are used to strengthen those in power. He said, if tyranny and oppression come to this land, it will be in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Sure, that's what it is. Just as fear is used to control others, so the false flag is a necessary tool to manipulate people. A false flag is a strategic plan of deception. Well, I say the number of false flags since the Reagan era is about 150, including Sandy Hook. That school that was closed down for 2 years before this event happened. False flags are carried out by government agencies that believe they are above the law. False flags are used by sociopathic personalities who seek to maintain their power, who seek to keep the people's trust in their authority. Intelligence agencies use false flag tactics and talk openly about them. Even mainstream media's NBC News was open about the use of false flags. In another document taken from the NSA by Snowden and obtained by NBC News, a JTRIG, the official said that the unit's mission included computer network attacks, disruption, active covert internet operations, and covert technical operations. Among the methods listed in the document were jamming phones, computers, email accounts, masquerading against the enemy in a false flag operation, etc., etc., etc. But anyway, we're coming up to the last break of the second hour, and we should be back in a few minutes.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
And we're coming back in for the last few minutes of the second hour. This is the Barton Report from Republic Broadcasting. I'm just reading a piece here from P.J. Barton, is my name. This tail end of an article, a reminder, even the mainstream media admits these false flags are real. Well, they kind of let it slip in NBC, but they're quoting the Washington Post, the Washington Compost, as we call it, quoted former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, who said that a false flag is an acceptable interrogation method. Whoa. A technique known as false flag, or deceiving a detainee into believing he is being interrogated by someone from another country. Now, Rumsfeld loves this kind of stuff. He's truly demonic, just like Dick Cheney, Satan's brother. The latest JFK document dump reveals that false flags were used by the U.S. governments as a means of getting public support to fight the Soviet Union. Well, the Cold War was a massive, massive, massive piece of propaganda. That's where they invented soundbite of broadcasting. You will program your mind. When Washington's blog questioned Philip Giraldi, former counterterrorism specialist and military intelligence officer with the CIA, Giraldi responded, "Yes, of course we did false flags and called them that frequently in the operations directorate, using false documentation to indicate that we were nationals of a country that was not the United States. Almost every CIA officer has a false third country identification when operating overseas." Sure, they work for American multinationals around the world. Those who question the official story and call it out as a false flag are people who understand how false flags are used. Those who question are really saying, "I don't trust those in power, I won't be manipulated, blah, blah, blah." Okay, but now they begin to talk about it openly and blatantly, that false flags are all quite necessary. The mainstream media, the embedded part of the public relations of government. Another way of putting it. And another shocking story. Looking for this figure recently. In 2017, nearly 100 times more Americans were killed by police than terrorists. In 2017, nearly 100 times more Americans were killed by police than terrorists. That's what the real NHS and DHL is about. DHS is about. And Matt Agoras is writing this article. I'll read it after the top of the hour break. In the United States in 2017, according to the government data, 8 events took place on American soil that were classified as acts of terrorism. The combined death toll from all 8 terrorist acts in 2017 was 12. 12 people were killed on American soil by other people attempting to make a political statement through an act of violence. And yet we are told that the threat of terror in the United States is at an all-time high. 12 versus 12, get the figure right. I think it's over 1,000 people were killed at police checkpoints. However, there is another number that is particularly worrisome, and that has to do with how many people American police have killed this year. It's actually 1,184. But anyway, we're at the top of the hour, a short break, and we'll continue on after this break.
Hi folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
You're listening to the Republic.